This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Back in my studio, I miss my studio. I gotta tell you, I do not do well when the computer doesn't work. But I do well when it's St. Patrick's Day. So happy St. Patrick's Day. I always talk a little bit about the history of St. Patrick's Day because it's really, really cool. And, you know, the holiday isn't just about drinking and getting drunk and wearing green. You know, it's interesting. We've made all this progress about, you know, trying not to stereotype. And, you know, when it comes to the look of the Irish and us celebrating our, you know, St. Paddy's Day, people have kind of left it alone, you know, from the cancel culture, so to speak. So I see the memes. You guys look like you're going to have a lot of fun. I hope nobody Irish is insulted. Most of my Irish friends love this day. They love that we're celebrating it. They love that we're, you know, appreciating, you know, their culture and you know, it's so. Hopefully it's a good day all around, and we'll see where it goes from here, because definitely we're changing the way we celebrate certain things, and it's, you know, for some the better, for some we're really changing and almost, you know, diluting what, you know, some of the ethnicities and some of the core values are of many of these cultures. And I know that kind of sounds like I'm falling on my words, but, you know, I heard that they might consider canceling the Puerto Rican Day Parade. I have a family member who's Puerto Rican. Puerto Rican Day Parade, that's a pride. That's, you know, but again, people worry that there's going to be somebody doing something that might be offensive. Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo was always debated on how offensive that is, because people wear sombreros, people drink tequila, you know, people, you know, bring up a lot of the Mexican culture, and some do not want the Mexican culture stereotyped as sombreros and tequila, especially that one meme where there's a guy naked on a beach and there's a sombrero, right, covering his parts. But for others, they're like, you know, it's a beautiful holiday to celebrate heritage. So, we'll see where that goes. But right now, sounds like everybody's celebrating St. Paddy's Day. So, happy St. Paddy's Day to you. Little bit of drama. Some people are a little grumpy that there's a Texas woman that came down with COVID despite being vaccinated. We knew this was going to happen. There's people that have turned up positive after vaccine. We saw that with a couple Congress people in Massachusetts. And she actually had symptoms. This is somebody who actually had symptoms of COVID. It's a Texas woman. She had tested positive for the coronavirus despite having two doses of the of COVID-19. I believe it was Pfizer. I have to double check which vaccine she got. So they call this a breakthrough case, and everybody's all excited, and everybody's panties are all up in a bunch. And I mean, people, this is exactly what we've expected. There's actually more people like that who have gotten COVID despite vaccine because they've been mild. They're not wanting to go and get tested. I can't tell you how many people through my telemedicine platform that I see patients on will have signs and symptoms of COVID. I'll say, go get yourself tested. And they're like, nah, I've been vaccinated. I'm like, well, this still could be COVID. Can you get tested? So if people aren't getting tested because they've been vaccinated, we're not going to know. But yeah, you know, so what does that mean? If we have people come up positive for COVID despite being vaccinated, it means that COVID is still out there. COVID can still infect you. We're just hoping with the vaccine that you don't go to the hospital. We're just hoping that it's not consuming you and making you go into respiratory distress, putting you in the hospital and killing you. If our vaccination program gets us to the point where all we do is have a mild cold, right, we are succeeding. yes, our main goal is to have herd immunity, such that people that didn't get immune, despite vaccine or illness, you know, doesn't get sick from your coronavirus. And that's what we're going to probably talk about today. If we do have mild COVID, are we in the clear? Well, it all depends on if that mild COVID for somebody hits somebody else and doesn't become mild. Right? The vaccines help, but it doesn't solve that problem. Somebody's got to be really, really honest about this. We want to vaccinate. I'm pro-vaccine. I don't like any side effects. I don't want people getting side effects, so still talk to your provider. But for the most part, I feel safe. I got the vaccine. I promote it. But we are not saying that this world is going to be COVID-free based on it. We're saying that if you get the vaccine, you hopefully won't end up in the hospital. And if enough of you get the vaccine, then hopefully those who can't get the vaccine are protected within the herd. How many people have to achieve herd immunity? Well, they're saying 70 to 80%. But if somebody has a mild case, there's somebody walking around that's vulnerable and will be vulnerable to that cytokine storm. They get the virus, it decides to just go crazy on their lungs. I think we're going to have some one-offs every now and then. This person who had a mild case of COVID after the vaccine just means, all this means is, one, the vaccine is working and that she didn't have a severe case. And two, it means that the virus is still out there. Now, one of you had written me last night going, wait a second here. How do we know the vaccine isn't working? Maybe she would have just had mild COVID anyway. So you're trying to tell me that the vaccine worked, but she might have only had mild COVID. Listen, the only way to tell if the vaccine is working is if we see less people in the hospital or if we see that the virus mutates to something milder. Now, we're going to be talking about today how a California variant is now being elevated to a variant of concern. Apparently, the CDC is watching this next variant that's been kind of going through California. We are hoping that these viruses become weaker as they mutate and go away. We don't want them to become stronger. We don't want them to evade our vaccine protocol. We don't want them to evade our masks, which are kind of halfway, but, you know, we wear them anyway and we put the barrier on to be as protective as we can. But we're dealing with a virus that was supposed to go away last summer. It didn't. We were dealing with a virus that we hoped heat would kill it. It didn't. We hoped the cold would kill it. Didn't. We hoped the flu would compete with it. It didn't. So we got a pretty smart virus, whether it was lab tinkered with or not, that's for you to decide. But if people are getting COVID and they're not going to the hospital, I'm going to call our vaccine program and regimen a success. 1-877-DR-TALLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I use Facebook a lot. I use it for my Facebook page. I use it for my personal. I Facebook Live. You could shop on Facebook. I get a lot of my news on Facebook, and Facebook has, if as we spoke about earlier this year, has actually helped reach out to people to help schedule their COVID-19 vaccine. Now, to talk about how Facebook's been able to do this, we have Robert Trainum, head of public affairs at Facebook. Robert, thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Dr. Dahlia. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh. This is incredible. Tell us about what Facebook is doing to help people schedule their COVID-19 vaccine.
Again, thanks for the time. What we're trying to do is connect as many people as possible to the most authoritative information around the vaccine in COVID-19 and also connect them with the local officials that are administering the shot. Now, how do we do this? When you log on to Facebook.com or Instagram.com, what you should see in your news feed is a vaccine information center. You click on that link. It will take you to authoritative information. This is real research information from the World Health Organization, from the Boston Children's Center, where we partner with, and other organizations that have done research in this, along with your local pharmacy, as well as your local individuals that are administering the shot.
Great, great. And you know, it helps that you're coalescing and you're merging a lot of that information, because in my neck of the woods, I'm in Southern Nevada, and so the pharmacies are now rolling out the vaccine. We got CVS, we got Walgreens, and I think it might be confusing for some people on where they could go, how they could log in, and some of these sites that get overwhelmed, they can't access. So if they're already on Facebook, it seems to make sense that maybe they have a portal to be able to sign up from there.
Yeah, so what we wanted to do is we wanted to make this easy. We recognize that there's a lot of information out there. We recognize that there's a lot of frustration with what website to go to. Do I go to my government website? Do I go to my local pharmacy website? Do I go to my hospital's website? There's just a lot of confusion. And so to your point, we wanted to create a portal or a hub where you can get the most authoritative information just by clicking on that link or based on your location in Southern Nevada or wherever you are in Nevada, whatever you are listening to this, you can be able to say, oh, wait, the Walgreens, that's like 5 blocks away. It looks like they have an opening. Or wait a minute, that CVS, you know, 5 miles away has an opening. You know, what's best for my family? What's best for my schedule and so forth? So, again, we wanted to make it as simple as possible.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, you guys have had your hands full because, you know, there's been a lot of discussion on, you know, vaccines and side effects, and there's been a lot of pressure on Facebook to manage false information. Yet there are, I have a Facebook page as neutral as possible for people to post how their vaccine experience went. It's called COVID vaccine experiences, good, bad, neutral. It's on Facebook. And it's just, you know, was it easy? Was your vaccine process easy? Was it difficult? And I see you guys haven't had any issues with it because we moderate and we make sure that, you know, we don't have people use foul language and things like that. How has that been going? How challenging is it to, you know, deal with people putting things and making it news when it's not?
Well, I would say two things. I think this is a good point. First and foremost, we've connected over 2 billion people to authoritative COVID-19 information over the past year. Mm-hmm. So this is, again, authoritative information, the World Health Center, your local, state, or government information center, or perhaps maybe your local World Health Organization if you're around the world. So that's what we try to do in terms of making sure that people have the most up-to-date, research-driven medical information around COVID-19. However, and this is the big however, you know, for someone that wants to post on their website or perhaps maybe post on their Facebook, I'm feeling a little sore today because of the vaccine. Or, you know, I I'm having this experience with a member of mine that's your personal story. That's your personal information that you're choosing to share. Have at it. That's your right. You should be able to do that. However, when you're trying to make an informed decision around COVID-19, when you're trying to have authoritative information that's research-based around the vaccine, that's why we launched the Vaccine Information Center, so that you can have a one-stop shop around authoritative information.
Exactly, exactly. We are speaking to Robert Trainham, head of public affairs at Facebook. And honestly, I've been, you know, watching, how you guys have been, you know, approaching this whole COVID pandemic. And I have to admit, you know, you've been doing as good a job as you can. I'll post an article about COVID and immediately there is a link that says, look, you know, this is an article about COVID, but here also is a portal to where you can access the CDC or the latest science. And of course, what I post is in line with it, but there's that quick reflex of we are making sure people still have access and they aren't going down a corridor that, you know, they have a choice. And it does empower people on your on your site. You know, if you are looking at, let's say, making an appointment for a vaccine, and we're not telling you to make an appointment, we are providing information for you to make that decision. And I think that's probably the safest approach Facebook can take with everything, because you guys can't, you know, oversee every single post. But on the other end, like you said, you want to be able to embrace free speech. So at least you provide the guidelines. People, you know, sometimes criticize me saying, how come I'm not talking more about the side effects? I will talk about the side effects, but my job is to still at least steer people to where the science hub is. The science may change, but I'm supposed to be neutral and steering people towards that. It sounds like that's kind of the approach Facebook has taken.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia. Let me just go back for a moment to tell you, remind your listeners around their own lived experience about how you post on Facebook and how, you know, when you do post something, there is a label there that says, I don't remember exactly what the verbiage says, but it basically says, thank you for posting this, but for more information around the vaccine, around COVID-19, click here. And we do that on purpose. And the reason why is, one, as a Facebook user, you are allowed to post what you like on your Facebook feed. However, we also like to direct you, meaning you and your listeners out there, to the most authoritative information. And so, you know, both can be true. You can have your own personal opinion around something, or your own lived experience around something. But when it comes to research that has been thoroughly vetted and through experts that obviously and unfortunately have been researching this now for the past year, that's where we point you to the authoritative information. And you're right, Dr. Dahlia, for mentioning it in the context that that's what we're trying to do. We're not forcing anyone to do anything that they're not comfortable with. The only thing that we're kindly asking you is just to take the information and make the decision that's best for you.
So true, so true. The one thing I like about your service here when it comes to helping people find vaccination appointments is many seniors, you know, or baby boomers are having some issues logging in, being as computer savvy when it comes to the health district sites. But I got to tell you, they manage social media. My mom's in her 70s. She can work Facebook. So I think you have a very user-friendly platform that allows people to try to make their vaccine appointment.
What we are trying, our first goal is to inform people around authoritative information, and we want to make this as simple as possible. We recognize how frustrating it can be to try to get answers to your questions, particularly around something like a vaccine. So that's why we try to make this as simple as we possibly can.
Man, I love it. So how can people find out more information?
Go to Facebook.com or Instagram.com. You'll see Vaccine Information Center when you log in. Click on that link, and that's all you have to do. You'll see all the information there.
That's great. That's great. Anything else you'd like to tell our listeners about what Facebook is doing on the COVID front?
I would say just check back at the Vaccine Information Center daily. That information changes daily. You alluded to this a few moments ago, Dr. Dahlia, is that the new research is constantly coming in. The more and more people that take the vaccine, obviously that's more data. The more and more people, the more and more the vaccine becomes available, that's more and more appointments. So I would say go back to the website at least once a day, if not more.
Fantastic. Robert, thank you and your team. You guys are busy guys. So the fact that you had some time to come on my show, we are so grateful. Take care. God bless. And we'll have you back soon.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
8 people were killed and another person was wounded in a shooting spree Tuesday targeting massage parlors throughout the Atlanta, Georgia area. Robert Aaron Long, the suspected gunman, has been caught following a chase in Crisp County. Police have obtained surveillance video showing a man that looks like Long at multiple shooting locations. The United States has sanctioned an additional 24 Chinese officials over Beijing's ongoing crackdown on dissident in semi-autonomous Hong Kong, including a decision to overhaul the city's electoral system. Those hit are deemed responsible for eroding the rights and freedoms promised to the people of Hong Kong at the time of its handover from British to Chinese rule. The Boston Globe is reporting basketball player LeBron James has become part owner of the Boston Red Sox Baseball Club. With their Redbird Capital Partners firm, James and his longtime business partner Maverick Carter both joined the Fenway Sports Group. USA Radio News. Religion, not politics, could change what days the BYU basketball team plays on. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The brackets are set for this year's edition of the NCAA Men's Division I basketball tournament, but the schedule might be a little flexible. Tournament organizers say that if BYU makes it to the Sweet 16, they will swap the days that their games are played. As scheduled, the Cougars would play their regional semifinal game on Sunday, March 28th. However, that would violate the Mormon school's policy that prohibits participating in competition on a Sunday. If they advance, the East would swap days with the Midwest region, meaning their games would then take place on March 27th. BYU last made it to the Sweet 16 in 2011.
Taiwan's newly appointed defense minister has told Parliament the island has strengthened deployments in the disputed South China Sea and that the United States has approved the export of sensitive technology to equip Taiwan's new submarine fleet. China, which claims democratic Taiwan as its own, has increased military activity near the island in recent months. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly is show 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have a family of four, and when we travel, I like to travel with the kids. Whether the kids want to come with us or not, I don't see the kids. I work. I've hardly seen the kids. They've grown up, you know, with me always being in the medical office or me being in the studio. And so when I do get some time off, I like to take my kids. Well, me and my husband got vaccinated for COVID. But the kids haven't because they're too young. And they aren't as enthusiastic about it, but they're, you know, if mama says to get the shot, they'll get the shot. They still listen to their mama. They pretend like they don't. Now they'll tell their friends, yeah, so my mama tried to tell me this, and I told her, what? You know, and meanwhile I'm like, excuse me, like, sorry mom. So I think they've learned that, you know, they better not mess with mama. So if I think they need to get the vaccine, they'll get it. But at this point, they're not in the age group. they aren't at the risk to them is far less than those who are older and need it, and first responders and essential workers. So we're in no rush to get them vaccinated. But the only problem is what if we want to travel? So Delta, the CEO of Delta, Ed Bastian, I was discussing on NBC Nightly News about the realism of the international passports, and they said, yeah, he sees vaccine passports being necessary for international, probably won't take domestically, but definitely international. And I think that the airline industries are actually promoting it. I think they are for it because they have been hit so hard. Remember I told you, as we open up, there's going to be some businesses that are going to be the pro-max, mask, pro-lockdown, pro-social distancing to attract that clientele. And then you're going to have other industries that are like, we're going to be we're all open here. You could come in. You don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to wear a bra, no shirt, no shoes. And so it will depend on the clientele. When it comes to airlines, though, all right, they get sued a lot. People are always throwing lawsuits at the airlines. And so my guess is they have the discussion in the boardroom. They said, look, are we going to want to attract the guys who don't have to wear masks, come on board, or do we want to cater to the, all right, we're going to still social distance, we're going to still do the masks, and even though there's more individuals that want a spring break party, if somebody gets COVID on a plane, the way the legal system looks now, the legal landscape, is somebody could say, you didn't protect us because you had people flying in from Italy and Brazil has been dealing with spikes, and Italy's dealing with spikes, and there's the South African variant that could be coming on board, and you didn't protect us. So my guess is the airlines are definitely going to be on the conservative side of things, not conservative politically, but conservative side of things, saying, you know what? Masks, I think they're going to keep the middle seat unsat and show us that you got your vaccine. Now, this woman in Texas who came down with COVID after she was vaccinated, and people kind of got their panties all up in a bunch going, you see, the vaccines don't work. Yeah, they do. The vaccines, as long as they keep people out of the hospital, they work. But no, yeah, you can still get sick with COVID. We knew that. That's no surprise. We hope that COVID is only a mild cold, and we have to protect those, as I said earlier, who can't get the vaccine, because if they do get a case of mild COVID, or mild for one, might not necessarily be mild for them. But my issue with a vaccine passport, because I'm not a fan of the vaccine passport, is somebody saying I was vaccinated doesn't mean jack diddly squat to me, because they could still have COVID. So, me as with the family, it makes a little bit more sense to be tested for variants before getting on the flight. But still, that's not 100%, and I'm not recommending that yet, because many tests are false negative, and many times you don't test positive right away. So how many times have you been on a plane, and it's basically been about 12 hours? So maybe you'll test positive when you get off the plane, but when you get on the plane, you might not be testing positive. So does that mean you don't have COVID? No. So I think the airlines are going to be doing cartwheels and falling all over each other, trying to show that they did everything possible to make sure that people on that plane didn't have a very common, easily transmissible respiratory disease. And we've already seen cases of people testing negative before they got on a plane, still infecting others. So what's the answer? Well, I worry because, I don't like families being broken up. I also don't like the idea of families getting stuck in a foreign country. It's not going to make the news. But you can't get back to America if you test positive. And some people will trigger that test to be positive for months. So you're going to be stuck out of the country. So the vaccine passport recommendation that these airlines are suggesting might make people feel comfortable to travel, but I don't see it changing policy, domestic policy or foreign policy or travel policy. And for those of us who do not want to get stuck in a foreign country and not be able to get back home or get stuck on a cruise ship, we're eyeing what's preventing us from coming back. Well, what's preventing us from coming back would be if you're positive for a variant. Now, as a doctor, I've been asked, am I really, really worried about these variants? I am nervous. I am a little nervous about what's going on with Brazil. Yeah, I'm nervous. This California strain we're going to talk about, that's been a strain of concern. That's making me a little nervous, too, because, you know, when California comes up with something, I mean, they go big. They go big. And California had a much different path with COVID than New York did. You know, New York originally, oh my gosh, people were dying. And in California, things were kind of mild. And we were like, well, maybe things are spread out more. And then I was on with John Phillips, KBC, and we were talking about how it's probably a different strain. New York probably has something a little bit more vicious than what's going on with California. Well, California has created their own strain. Texas has too, not on purpose, not in a Wuhan lab, but it has mutated to something that's a little different. And so this California strain is pretty infectious. Am I seeing people still come down with COVID? Yeah. Am I seeing severe COVID? Not as much. I'm not seeing severe COVID as much, but I'm still seeing COVID out there. So when it comes to travel, we're either going to have to decide, are we just going to just live with it and move on with our lives, which a lot of us are for, or are we going to try to stop every single viral particle from getting to us? You know, I don't see how we could do that. If we're testing people who are getting on a plane and they're still infecting others, if we're vaccinating, and like we saw with this Texas woman, they could still get COVID, then at some point, somebody has to say, we're going to just do this. But they're not going to do that if they think they're going to get sued. And so I don't know if the airlines are going to get stricter and stricter and stricter because they're afraid of lawsuits and being accused of spreading the virus when, you know, somebody needs to just kind of step up and say, look, guys, we only have so much control. And I kind of see where we're moving with travel to be a little bit of a mess. Now, domestic, there's been a lot of debate on what we should do with domestic flights. Well, people don't want the California strain. There's been the Brazilian variant that has popped up in a couple cases. People don't want that flying, you know, all over. And from an epidemiological standpoint, we will get strains from other people if we don't limit them coming to the country. But we can't start restricting travel. We can't start restricting people domestically. And we can't try to keep locking down like we've been doing for a year or two, while at the same time opening up the border and bringing people in that aren't getting tested or aren't getting treated or aren't getting isolated. So, I mean, if you're going to do, and this is something I said a while back, if you're doing a lockdown, then, I mean, it has to be a real lockdown. I mean, we're talking we all camp out, and we're not ordering to-go food, and we're not operating the power, and we're really locked down. But if we're kind of doing this where people can come in out the border, but we're only going to test Americans, and it just won't work, 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So for this next segment, I definitely want to get this on Facebook Live. So we're going to get this set up. All right. So there was a horrific groupings of shootings that happened in Atlanta. And I'm not sure if you've been following the story. Robert Aaron Long, 21 years old, was arrested. This happened, he was arrested Tuesday night after a 3-hour shooting marathon in Atlanta, Georgia. And he killed 4 people at the Young's Asian Massage in Acworth. This is 30 miles northwest of Atlanta. Killed four people there. Then he drove to Atlanta and opened fire at the Gold Massage Spa. And then I believe he went to a third. Now, when the sheriffs interrogated him, I believe he killed four people. 21, actually killed eight people. And then there was a third one. He was actually on his way to Florida to shoot more people. And when you asked, when authorities asked him what his motivation was, he said he wanted to stop temptation. Apparently, he was a sex addict and a porn addict. Now, there's a lot of people that are addicted to porn. A lot of people out there addicted to sex. The fact that he had to kill people that tempted him, this guy is really off his rocker. His name is Robert Aaron Long. And listen, people have issues with porn. Okay, I don't really understand what is so amazing about them. All right, some of the stories make absolutely no sense at all. I kind of like a little bit of a story to my movie, you know. But I get that that's not what people are watching for. They're really not looking at the script, and they don't want to see the antagonist or the protagonist, you know, have it out. They just want to see them have sex. So I get that. And then sex addiction. I mean, I love sex. Most of us love sex. To be addicted to it, though, I mean, it has to be at a point where it interferes with your work. It interferes with your social life. Sex addiction is where you can't do anything but sex. Now, I believe Tiger Woods had gone to therapy for sex addiction when he cheated on his wife. Sex addiction could prompt somebody to cheat, but if you are addicted to sex, you're not, you know, going to be with a bombshell or, you know, I mean, you are going to have sex with whoever you're going to have sex with. You know, so when I see somebody, you know, let's say, I cheated on my spouse, but it's because I have an addiction. You know, let me get covered by the Americans with Disabilities Act. I get some protections, you know, for this. Well, you know, listen, are you addicted to sex such that you will have sex with anybody? Or is it just you met somebody and it's just that one person you're having sex with? And, you know, so I think people have thrown that term around. With this particular guy, I wouldn't be shocked that this is somebody who literally cannot overcome his obsession with sex, such to the point that he felt like he had to kill people for it. I mean, this sort of behavior, this is somebody that cannot be in society. They have got to be put away. And he killed multiple people, so I'm not sure what the laws are going to be, you know, and in terms of what his punishment would be. But the reason why I bring this up is we all might think a certain way. And we all think we're normal, right? You know, I'm like, you know, there's a Dr. Dahlia logic, and the Dr. Dahlia logic is the way it should be. And everybody is either maybe 100% or maybe 0.9 or 0.8 of my thinking. And somebody with severe mental disease would be all the way at 0.1. But I'm the norm. I'm the one. And we all feel that way. And sometimes we're all in alignment. We might disagree with politics, you know, and we might disagree with, I don't know, you know, are you team Meghan Markle or your team Queen? So, you know, we might disagree with things, and then we'll accuse each other of mental illness. But for the most part, we know rights and wrongs. You know, we know there's a time and place for sex. You got to concentrate on work. You got to shut the porn off at work. You can't kill somebody. You can't hurt somebody. We all have these rules, whether it's our religion, whether it's society, that we follow. And what separates us from having severe mental illness is the ability to control and live within the confines of what society dictates. Now, it's interesting because you'll see in some media outlets, they will accuse people of not liking the societal norms as having mental illness. And some people are like, but wait a second, some of these things are pretty restrictive. So people throw the term mental illness around all the time. And I hate when I see that because there are people that suffer from mental illness that really need care. There's people with mild mental illness, and they're diluting the term when they try to throw it and wield it, you know, for a political gain. But true mental illness is where you don't care that you're not supposed to be running around naked and urinating in public and having sex with yourself in the middle of a schoolyard. Right? That means if you don't see what's wrong with that, there might be some mental illness. When somebody, though, takes it to the next step, such as this, you know, people look at it as going, okay, well, he did drugs or he was crazy or he was crazy. I always want people to stop and go, what were they thinking? Because there's a lot of people like that out there. They might not have acted on it yet. You know, most shooters, they haven't been serial killers their whole lives. Adam Lanza, who shot Sandy Hook, that was, I believe, his first killing after he killed his mom. Maybe he'd been planning it for years. Jared Loughner, who did the, I believe, the Tucson shooting. The James Holmes, the Aurora, Colorado shooting. These are people that sit home and think about their logic, their mantra, their code. And they brew it. Maybe they'll talk to others about it. Maybe they won't. If they did talk to others about it, some people are like, man, you're crazy. No. You're just joking, right? I'm like, no. But many of these people, they're alone. They're loners. So they can't bounce off, you know, their ideas. You know, I don't think I'd be addicted to sex if I killed everybody who is beautiful. If they bounce that by somebody else, that somebody would probably go to the authorities or hopefully that somebody would talk them out of it. So these are loners. And they brew this code and they think, yeah, this is my code. Or maybe they hear voices and they think they're talking to God. Or they think they're talking to somebody who's saying, you got to do this. This is what you need to do. And then they act out. And we see these cases. Unfortunately, as a physician, I'm telling you, there are a lot of cases of mental illness out there, undiagnosed. And people, they go about their lives going, well, it's not affecting me. You know, let's put more money into these psychiatric hospitals. Well, that's nice. We need that. But how do you find the person that's in their basement? How do you find the person that's in their basement that's planning the next, you know, what was it, The Dark Knight? What was it, the Batman movie? The next shooting. Or the next, oh, we're going to have a congresswoman in the middle of a shopping center. Let's shoot them. How do you find those people? They're in their basement. They're hiding out. They're loners. So here is somebody who had sex addiction. And not just because somebody has sex addiction doesn't make them a killer. Average person with sex addiction is just addicted to sex. But that means this person has had some major, major issues and had some major red flags. Not sure why anybody didn't catch it. 1-877-DOCTOR.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.